My parents divorced when I was 9. When my mother left and moved away with her new husband, my father switched to the night shift at the tool and die shop so they wouldn't come home to an empty house after school. My grandmother, who lived down the street, slept in the guest bedroom. But as her health failed and the shock of the divorce wore off, she came over less and less. By the time I was 12, I was on my own. That's when the dream started. I was sailing across the ocean on board a schooner. The way the wind and spray kissed my face as the boat rode up the crest and down the trough made the dream seem realer than real. But no matter how long the voyage or how rough the seas, at some point I discover the ship wasn't made of wood or steel, but newspaper. The hull, the mast, the decks, all of it. Newsprint. As this realization took hold, the ship would lose its way and begin to founder. The wind no longer filled the sails, but ripped pages from the forecastle. Swaths of the sodden deck collapsed into the treacherous waves. Freezing seawater pooled around my ankles as the ship shuddered into the deep with a tearing sound that told me I was going under. It was as if the dream had been engineered just to manufacture this feeling. When I woke, my hand wedged between the boards of a book or thrust down the front of my underwear, I would cry out for my mother. And when she didn't come, I marveled for the millionth time how nothing more than noticing had brought the ship down. Somehow, knowing the true nature of that which carried me along robbed it of its magic. And although I stopped having that dream long ago, I still don't know how to unlearn the truth of something so vital.